This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. I'm Phoebe Judge. This week, Clement Turrell of Burlington was promoted to Honorary Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer. Turrell joined the Coast Guard in 1950 as a steward, but because African Americans could only hold the position of steward, his opportunity for promotion was limited. No matter how successful he was at his position, he joins me now to talk about the promotion. Thank you so much for being here.
You're quite welcome.
Why did you want to join the Coast Guard in the 1950s?
My dad was a sharecropper, and he did let us have time to go to school and finish high school. And when I got out of high school, I wanted a job. I wanted to leave the nest and go out on my own. And at that time, the Army was drafting, and I know they was close on my tail. So what I did was went down to the post office in Burlington, North Carolina, and I was confronted by Petty Officer First Class in the U.S. Coast Guard. And rest is history. I went in, and I stayed in. And when I got in there, I said, I just found myself a home. And I'd stayed in there 20 years and 20-some days and retired. And I've been out ever since July 30th, 1970.
Were you aware when you enlisted that as an African-American you could only be promoted so far?
Yes. I was, especially in the rate that I was sent in. I didn't have a choice except to go into the steward rate.
And what does a steward do in the Coast Guard?
What they did was serve the officers and made up the officers' beds, and shined the officers' shoes, and waited on tables for the officers, mostly serving the officers in the United States Coast Guard. That was our primary job.
And what was the climate like for African Americans serving in the Coast Guard in the 1950s? As you say, the only position open was to be a steward to help officers with meals and their clothing and such. What was the climate like?
Well, it was segregated. You know, as you know, when I went in 1950, it was the Jim Crow era, and it was segregation even in the military. Well, the stewards went, they more or less had their own quarters and own restrooms, bathrooms, whatever. We ate in the officer's kitchen. See, on every shipping station that I went on, we had officers' quarters with maybe 10 or 12 officers, and we had a stove where we cooked for them and dusted and cleaned and made beds and shined shoes and stuff like that. And we were mostly kept to ourselves everywhere that we went.
What was your reaction when you heard that you were going to get this promotion after all of these years?
Oh, I was ecstatic. It was being promoted to a chief petty officer is a prestigious promotion. If you make chief as an enlisted man in the U.S. Coast Guard, at that time, that was as far as you could go as an enlisted man unless you were the officer material. And if you made chief, that was prestigious. You had the respect of everyone from the admiral on down. Making chief was a primary goal for every enlisted man. They came to me and told me they were going to make me honorary chief. That was one of the biggest events of my life.
Did anyone from the Coast Guard say to you that apologize or recognize that because of the racial climate in the 1950s, there was a wrong done to you and to many men who may not have been given the opportunity for promotion?
Well, you know, that really never dawned on me because at the time I knew what the law was, and that's just the way it was, you know, and there was no way at that time that you could buck that. So that really never hit me that hard. And, you know, until later on in the years when I got out and, you know, and I got to thinking back and, you know, I got thinking about it and I said, well, I'm glad that I got through it.
Will your pension go up?
Oh, yes. When I first retired, I was only making bringing home $330 a month. And now, at this time, I'm bringing home $1,717 each month.
Well, that's a big difference. Well, congratulations on the promotion.
Thank you.
Clement Harrell is an honorary Coast Guard Chief Petty Officer as of this week. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.